Well, the federal government is moving to list a right-wing terrorist organisation, which is active in the UK, as a terrorist group in Australia. Sonnengreg Division, or SKD, has been banned in Britain for more than a year, but it's become the first right-wing group to be proscribed as a danger in Australia, meaning that anyone found to be a member could be jailed for up to 25 years. But some are asking, why now? David Lipson explains.
Around the world, the danger posed by right-wing extremist groups is rising. Their propaganda videos permeate the internet. This is Adam Woffen in the US.
Adolf Hitler once said, "There's no room in this world for cowardly people."
Which is linked to a similar cell in Germany.
Greetings from Germany.
The UK chapter is known as Sonnengreg Division, a neo-Nazi hate group best known for two of its teenage members who were jailed in 2019 for inciting an attack on Prince Harry for marrying a woman of mixed race. Also known as SKD, the group has been banned in the UK since February last year. Now Australia is proscribing it as a terrorist organisation as well. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has alerted the opposition leader and state premiers, based on advice from ASIO, over fears the group's active promotion of terrorism has the potential to inspire Australian-based extremists as well. It means up to 25 years in prison for anyone found to be a member of the group or found to have trained with or provided support to it. 27 organisations are currently listed as terrorist groups under the Criminal Code. This is the first right-wing extremist group on the list.
We're seeing a growing extremism in Australia on the far right.
Deborah Smith is a principal research fellow at Victoria University who specialises in terrorism and political violence.
They are much more active, that the rhetoric is much more extreme, and the turn to violence is much more permissible within these groups. It's considered, you know, quite probable that there will be an attack from the far right in Australia.
She says as much as anything else, the government's announcement is significant for its symbolism.
Not having any prescribed groups has not really sat well. It has seemed to be a strange, if this threat is so prominent, why aren't any of these groups prescribed? So the fact that one has been prescribed is symbolic, definitely, in that way. It provides some more options for policing, but it remains, yes, part of the solution, but not the entire solution.
Ms. Smith also points to the challenges of keeping extremist right-wing groups at bay. Unlike Islamic extremism, there's rarely a public call for violence, and they're often closer to affiliations than official memberships.
People would belong to multiple groups, if you like, and these groups may emerge and they may decline and they may merge and form into something else all within a matter of a very short period of time. Sometimes you can see them change, you know, into five different things over, you know, a couple of years. So that's a real challenge.
The opposition has welcomed the government's move, but points to several other right-wing extremist groups proscribed by our Five Eyes partners overseas that aren't illegal here. Shadow Home Affairs Minister Christina Keneally cites the National Socialist Network, whose members descended on the Victorian town of Halls Gap on Australia Day this year, frightening locals with Nazi salutes, Ku Klux Klan chants, and swastika flags. Its purported leader, Thomas Sewell, was involved in an altercation with a Channel 9 security guard yesterday after being thrown out of the building. He'd taken issue with a story to air on A Current Affair and had gone to take matters into his own hands. The guard was taken to hospital.
David Lipson with that report.